I'm very pleased to be here today, and I'd like to thank you for taking the time to come and listen to our presentation. I'm Suzanne Lind. I'm the Executive Director, of course, of the Allied Arts Council, and I'll be co-presenting today with Christopher Babbitts, who is on the board and chair of our Facilities Committee. And I am here today to talk to you a little bit about a new Performing Arts Center. But the Performing Arts Center is really only one piece in a much larger picture. And I hope that as we speak today that we're going to be able to share that picture with you. Early in May, the Lethbridge Herald had a headline that said, "Arts, Big Winner." And when I saw that, it sort of occurred to me that perhaps it should have read, "Community, Big Winner." Early in May, the City Council, sitting as Finance Committee, recommended the inclusion of four significant art projects as part of its 10-year capital plan. This is truly a cause for celebration in our community. The board, the staff, and of the Allied Arts Council, and the whole arts community feel that the community is going to win with these announcements. We believe that having a strong and vibrant arts community in a city makes it a better place, makes it a healthy community. The arts are attractors of growth and prosperity. They contribute to the quality of the life of individuals as well as the larger community. And they are an expression of the creativity that is innate, is intrinsic to all people. Here in Lethbridge, we're extremely lucky to have a very vibrant arts community. We have over 50 organizations that provide arts opportunities for individuals. They provide art opportunities for people to receive arts education. And they also provide opportunity for people to be parts of audiences. So if you don't want to make art, you can still access art. Lethbridge is also the home for numerous individual artists who work and live here and contribute to our city. These artists may range from someone who is a hobbyist to those people who are professionals. We have the presence of the University of Lethbridge and its exceptional fine arts department, providing education at a senior level for people in the areas of music, theater, and visual arts. And what's really important is we have a city council currently and a city administration that over the last few years has begun to show and demonstrate a real commitment to the arts. They put arts as a priority in their strategic plans and have included them since 2006. They ratified a civic arts policy in the fall of 2006 that says that arts are important in our community. They provide community arts facilities so that people are able to have arts activity. And they also provide organizational support for various organizations that provide opportunity for artists and the community. So although we have all this wonderful activity around the arts, although creative activity and creative endeavor are probably the key components to a vibrant arts community, there's another piece that's important. And that is that there are places for people to do art. There are places for people to audience art. The Allied Arts Council, the larger arts community, and indeed the city, have recognized over the last couple of years that the arts facilities that we have are beginning to fail. They no longer address the needs of the community. There are capacity issues and functionality issues. And what I would like to do is invite Chris Babbitts up to run through quickly what the arts facilities are that the city works with and what the concerns are and what the city's plans are for those facilities.
Hi, everyone. Thank you again for having us today. This is a wonderful opportunity. I also would like to say that I appreciate that you have your meetings at lunchtime, because the last time I made this presentation, it was for a breakfast group in this very same building, and I overslept and woke up at the time I was supposed to be here in a mad dash out the house. My four-year-old son said, "Daddy, make sure you eat the salad," or and I thought that was a little bit funny, and today I'll make sure to have the salad if we have some, but given that it was a breakfast, there was no salad. So. We've made various forms of this presentation, Suzanne and myself, to differing groups, and today we've altered it again because we have wonderful new information, and I do apologize. We've got some technical difficulties in terms of some photographs that are not showing up in the presentation, so I apologize for that. In the last 2 years, the Community Services has been engaged in a process to assess all of the city's facilities. This includes arts facilities. In the fall of 2006, the Board of Directors of the Allied Arts Council took the position that it was our obligation to stand up for the arts community in Lethbridge and respond in time with the city's release of their recommendations for what to do with the civic arts civic facilities, including arts facilities. So we struck a group, and we call it the Arts Rebuilding Together Committee. And this is composed of representatives from the Bowman Arts Center, Lethbridge Musical Theater, Lethbridge Symphony, New West Theater, the Southern Alberta Art Gallery, Lethbridge College, City of Lethbridge Community Services, Downtown BRZ, Economic Development Lethbridge, and the University of Lethbridge. So quite a broad-ranging group, and we hope that if we got representatives of these groups and got a smaller committee together, then we could reach some consensus, some unity, which is what City Council is really looking for in terms of the arts community, that we finally are on one page together talking about the same thing, not different things. And We've worked with the City of Lethbridge Community Services Department in their assessment and recommendations in terms of the Bowman Arts Centre and the Southern Alberta Art Gallery and the Yates Memorial Centre. And we've also, as a committee, tried to do things like this, which is raise awareness of the state of our arts facilities and the need for improvements. And we are in the process of developing a collaborative campaign to raise money. So when we planned our committee, we came up with a set of core values to provide us with some guidance and some direction. And among those core values are that any facility should be multiple and reflect the diversity within Lethbridge in terms of the arts community. That we raise the profile and the identity of the arts with respect to the City of Lethbridge. And this led us to realize that the appropriate location for any new facility would be in the downtown and not on the periphery associated with another institution or far away from the downtown. Arts programming is intrinsic when planning arts facilities. Arts facilities planning is inclusive and respectful of programming needs. Arts facilities planning addresses short-term and long-term arts facility needs, and also reflects the regional hub nature of Lethbridge, not that we're just one city, but we reflect we serve a much larger community than ourselves. And arts facilities planning should reflect public, corporate, and private funding support as part of the implementation strategy. And this is really being realistic, because at the end of the day, any facility that we build is going to be a partnership. So when we look at the different arts facilities and what's happened with the latest finance committee sitting, we begin with the Yates Memorial Center. And the Yates Memorial Center was built in 1966. It's a fine and dignified civic building. It serves well as a community theater. But it really is beyond its capacity now, and I think most people would realize that. There are grave acoustic and capacity limiting issues that are truly financially prohibitive to address in the facility. So acoustically, the shape of the Yates, the sort of height of the ceiling, all these things are really costly to adjust within the building itself to get the kind of space that people are talking about these days and expecting. However, it is a very well-used facility. There are less than 30 dark days a year, and that leaves about 2 per month. So it's extensively used, and I can speak from firsthand knowledge. When we took the city alderman and the mayor through each facility, the Yates is remarkably well taken care of and well loved by whoever uses it. It's maintained in a very good state of maintenance. You go through any back hallway there, and it's impeccably clean and not untidy. When the Yates was built, however, it was the city itself had only a population of 38,000, so it was a much larger or much smaller city than the large city that we see today. And the expectant growth in our city in 25 years is about 100,000. So really, it's a center that is beyond its capacity to address the needs of our city. Excuse me. The City Finance Committee has recommended the retention of the Yates Memorial Center as a community theater, but they've also identified the need for our new performing arts center. A new performing arts center should address the needs in the community. Again, this goes back to our core values. We have to realize that a new performing arts center must serve music, theater, and dance in a city of our size. They're considering that this theater may be 1,000 seats with an additional 150-seat rehearsal hall. The potential for a small gallery in this new performing arts center is there, much like the Yates has a small gallery, but if it was designed today, it would probably be a climate-controlled, more secure gallery, a larger size, potentially. So where is the city at with the Performing Arts Center? Well, the City Finance Committee, and this is not City Council yet, has recommended the allocation of $500,000 for planning in 2010, so in 2.5 years, roughly. Establishment of a planning committee. They're going to establish a planning committee to go through this process, and they've designated a parcel of land, which many of you may know as the parcel where they've just torn down the old hotel across from Sears. The next facility that is on the agenda is the Bowman Arts Center, and since 1963, it's been the center for arts programming in Lethbridge. There are 25 groups that use the Bowman on a regular basis. There's visual arts, speech, dance, performing arts classes, and 2 functioning galleries in that space, in that building. And it's not uncommon if you're there at the Bowman Arts Center, many of you may know this, that you pass all sorts of different people engaged in different things on those stairways. It's a critical facility for the life of arts programming in Lethbridge. And it's not seen any significant capital investment in terms of an upgrade or expansion to meet the growth of this city. When it was built, our population was probably 35,000. And when it was occupied. It was a school before, and very little was done to it when it was occupied as an arts facility. So it's actually not a purpose-built facility either. And the building is being used to capacity right now, and it's really busting at the seams. When we took the alderman and the mayor through that building, as well as senior administration, for people who did not see that building, the back rooms and the basement, there's quite a lot of aging taking place in that building that has not been addressed. City Financing Committee has recommended the allocation of $200,000 to commence planning for an art center in 2008, with plans for construction in 2010 and 2011. So this is very exciting for us because in the next 3 years, we will see the needs of the community arts center addressed. The next facility is the Southern Alberta Art Gallery. It's really built as the result of some farsighted vision of a community movement. And since 1976, the gallery has helped to broaden the exposure of Southern Albertans to activities in visual arts on a provincial, national, and international level. The activities of the gallery put Lethbridge on the national map and are well known across the country. The facility consists of a 1927 Carnegie Library as well as a 1953 edition. The gallery has occupied that space for 30 years now, and again, it was not a purpose-built facility, it was a retrofit, and when the Southern Alberta Art Gallery was moved into that space, very little was actually done to that building to occupy it. And although the gallery spaces are fairly adequate, the building lacks office, education, library, preparatory, storage, and public spaces. As you know, when you walk into the Southern Alberta Art Gallery, you almost fall into the gift shop and fall into the receptionist. There's very little crush space in that building. As well, it's not accessible. It's not really safe for people with a reduced ability to walk. The upper gallery is not accessible, so that's a shortfall as well. The city capital plan includes the retrofit and expansion of the Southern Alberta Art Gallery in 2008 and 2009. And I believe the other component of this building is the ability to enhance the actual surrounding land, which is Galt Gardens. So in any future planning, we'd be looking at something that potentially addresses the way the building right now is very closed and doesn't look out onto the park. So hopefully, if there's something done to that building, it will really enhance Galt Gardens. The final piece, which we really wanted to talk about here, was that the city has, City Finance Committee has approved public art acquisition, the designation of 1% of all civic capital projects towards art. This is a policy that has yet to be developed, but the policy itself will be developed, but the fact that the City Finance Committee has approved this is really significant and really wonderful for our city, because this means that any future building, or I'm not really sure if the borders have been defined of this, but we're thinking other projects as well, like roads and sewers and what have you, are all civic capital projects. So potentially there's quite a bit of money to draw upon there, and it's not necessarily a painting on a building, but it means that it's essentially put art at the heart of what City Council and the city does. And I think that's really wonderful for our city, and we should see some results to that in the end. So City Council, sitting as Finance Committee, has really demonstrated visionary leadership in establishing capital project priorities that will grow arts in Lethbridge and enhance the community and region for many years to come. Suzanne is going to talk about what it's going to take to make that whole picture complete at the end. So thank you for your time.
I'll try and be pretty succinct here because we're getting the 4 minute, 3 minute thing. I guess what I'd like to say is we have a lot of things going for us in this city in terms of the arts. We have a really strong, vibrant arts community that's been here for a long time. We have an arts community that is working together to move projects forward and put arts into a broader context. And I think that is a really key piece in this whole scenario. And we also have a city council that's committed to the arts. But there are challenges, obviously. One of the challenges is this capital plan won't be approved until July, so there still is opportunity for change. The current council is very dedicated to the arts. They see it as a big part of downtown revitalization, but we face an election come October, and things can change. The projects were approved. This is a big one. They were approved to be phased in over 10 years. That's a long time for a community to hold on to a dream, to hold on to a vision, for us as the arts community to keep the momentum going to ensure that these things happen. And we all saw it with the Bowman, which has been in the plan at least twice in the 10-year plan and fell off the page. Money. That's the biggie. It's the obvious one, and it's clear that these projects are going to probably, over the next 10 years, escalate to the point where it's about $60 million worth of projects, which is phenomenal. So clearly there's going to have to be money from the city, but there's also going to have to be money from other levels of government that are part of these projects and from the community, be it the corporate or the individual people in our community, which I think leads to what we, I believe, at the Allied Arts Council and probably the larger arts community view as one of the largest challenges. There are lots of people who support the arts, but unfortunately through time, I think the arts have become removed from the day-to-day lives of people. They don't understand that when they choose a paint color, they've made an aesthetic choice. That really is an arts choice. It's a creative choice. And that the arts really are part of all of us. They seem to have moved off into museums and galleries and concert halls. And I think the challenge is for us as community, and certainly the arts community, and it's a goal of the Allied Arts Council, is to take the arts back into the community where they rightfully belong. So we will continue to work within the larger community over the next number of years to help them understand that the arts are important. They're important for individuals. They're important for the health and well-being of our community. And I think that is the biggest piece in this whole thing. If we work together, if the Allied Arts Council, in partnership with the arts community, work together, and if you as a member of our community work with us to get the message out that by having arts, we have a stronger community, all the other challenges that will come along over the next few years as we try and move these projects forward, I think will take care of themselves. So we're truly looking for your support, if you believe in these projects, to help us go forward with this message. Thank you.